We offer a warm welcome to each of you from Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. We are celebrating 67 years of continuous radio broadcasts. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the end of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday for worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If I become a Christian, will I be a different person? That's what we're going to talk about in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Father, your servant, St. Paul, once said, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come." Today, O God, we pray that you will help us to understand what the Scriptures mean by these words, that we will be a new person, that Christ makes all things new. Where we have experienced that, we give you thanks. Where it is an experience yet to come in our lives, O God, we pray for it this day. Hear our prayer and bless this worship, for we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the 5th chapter of 2 Corinthians, beginning with verse 14. "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do not so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, and the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Day by day, and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly is part of
friends in Christ. As we continue our series of sermons around basic teachings of the Christian faith, we come today to this question: what effect does Jesus Christ have on me when he is my Savior and Lord? Last week we asked the question, how can I believe this gospel? It is so overwhelming and it is so contrary to reason. How can I believe it? And we learned that we cannot do it ourselves, but the Holy Spirit, working through the Word of God, creates that faith in our lives. When that faith is a part of our life, those lives are changed. So will I be different if I become a Christian? According to the Bible, the answer is yes. Let me read it for you again. St. Paul, writing to the church at Corinth, said in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, the new has come." This, my friend, is what we call in these basic teachings of the Christian faith, the doctrine of sanctification, that is, growing up in Jesus Christ. Here you continue in this passage that I've read for you today, and the apostle says, "For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died." You see, when Jesus Christ becomes a part of your life, there is a compelling force there. And that's a strong word. Our dictionary says compel means to force. I don't mean that he forces us according to our will. He doesn't say, if you don't want to do this, I'm going to make you do it anyway. But the love of Christ compels us. In other words, he has been a tremendous influence for us. The love of human beings sometimes compels us, doesn't it? And not long ago, I heard a mother say regarding her son and paying a tremendous compliment to her daughter-in-law, "The best thing that ever happened to our son was that he married Mary. Her love has made him a different person." You and I have experienced what effect people have had upon us. They have compelled us. A good wife, a good husband, a good teacher. Something that they are a compelling force, and you love them. Now, we have trouble, I know, in the church, and continually the question comes forth, "Do you mean to say that all I have to do is trust the Lord Jesus Christ, and then I can go out and live like I jolly well please? Doesn't works fit into my salvation somewhere?" You see, friend, when you ask that question, "Can I trust the Lord Jesus Christ and then go out and live as I jolly well please?" you don't really understand what trusting Christ means. When we trust Jesus Christ, when he is a part of our lives, there is a compelling force within us that makes us different people. For example, when I live day by day with the great gift of the forgiveness of sins, when forgiveness is more than a word, then I am affected by it. I am a forgiven person. What naturally then is the result? Since I have been forgiven, I must be willing to forgive. That's a change, isn't it? Does Jesus Christ change my life? Of course he does. He causes me to be a person who says, I've got to forgive. I can't hold on to that old gripe, that old hatred that I have. That's a change. He's the one who strengthens me. How often do you not hear people say, "I don't know how I would have gotten through this tragedy in our lives if it had not been for my faith in Jesus Christ"? Sitting the other evening at a banquet, I sat by a lady, and she said, "You are a reverend?" And I said, "Well, I am a retired pastor. Can I help you some way?" She said, "I want to tell you about a tragedy in my life." And the next 15 minutes were spent as she told me about such a gruesome divorce she had gone through. And then she said to me, "But I am a believer in Jesus Christ, and I don't know how I would have gotten through these very, very difficult times had it not been for my faith in my Savior, who would have given me the strength to move on." It's a motivator that makes you a different person. Jesus Christ motivates you. We say today that a great coach is one who can motivate the players. A great musician is one, I'm sure, who can motivate those who are studying under him. is Jesus Christ who motivates us in all areas of life. And so this woman has gone with this young man for a long time. And she truly loves him. And there are so many things about him that she simply adores and she would like to spend the rest of her life with. But there's only one difficulty. Her fiancé, Bob, is not a Christian. And he has honestly said, "I never planned to become one, Mary. I'll never hinder you and the children from going to church, but I, except on rare occasions, will be with you." Now, he's very honest. And as the time for the marriage approaches, and I've had this happen again and again, Mary has said, "Bob, I love you, but this romance is going nowhere without Christ. Here's your ring. We're going to have to separate now, for otherwise we would have done it down the road." I tell you, when you're able to break up that romantic love, Jesus Christ has changed your life. I think I've used this illustration before, but I use it again. Pam had gone through my confirmation class. A delightful person she is. And the Lord really got a hold of her heart. One day, Pam came to my office after she had married and was with child. And she said, "You know, we're going to go to the Cameroons. They're to be Bible translators." And I looked at her and I said, "Pam, you can't go to the Cameroons now. You're going to have a child." And she looked at me with a smile and said, "I have to go. I have to go. You remember what you taught me, and God spoke through those words. I have to go." So you ask the question, will my life be different if I become a Christian? Yes, it will. That does not mean that you're going to go to the Cameroons or any other place. You probably will stay right at your same address. That's beside the point. But there is change. And we realize that. Notice here also in Paul's letter that we're studying this morning. When I become a believer in Jesus Christ, and he really lives in my heart, then I realize that it's goodbye to self-centeredness. Listen to verse 15. "And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again." In other words, we begin to live not for ourselves, but we live for Christ. And in living for Christ, we have a new look at people. My friend, it is so easy for us to be self-centered. Now, that's a part of the predicament that we're under. It's a predicament of this sinfulness of ours. But Paul says, "No longer do I look at a person from a worldly point of view." It is not what is a person today with all the things that are wrong about her or him, but what can this person become under Jesus Christ? When Jesus looked at this man, Peter, he saw nothing but a rugged, rather crude old fisherman, and not so old at that. But Jesus looked into Peter's face and he knew, here is a man who can carry the gospel of Jesus Christ. Here is one who, after he has been seasoned, will give his all for the cause of Jesus. So he began to work with him and work with him, and Peter began to experience one change after another. And the Peter who there in the temple court said, "I don't know Jesus," a few days later was saying, "He is my Lord, and what he has said is true. I can only be obedient to him. That's a change, isn't it? When you and I have Jesus Christ as our Savior, I believe that it does affect, to some extent, our friends. I certainly will want to continue to have those times with my good old friends, where we can enjoy all kinds of things, including our faith. But it means that I also will have a desire to reach out to those who do not know Christ. For notice what St. Paul said, I have become an ambassador for Jesus Christ, and God makes his appeal through me. In other words, I'm not mute anymore. I'm not just saying, oh yes, all of this is very nice and I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. But we are going on to say, won't you join him? Won't you join us? May I tell you what God has done for me in Jesus Christ? And when you hear yourself saying those words, I think you will agree that yes, Jesus Christ does change us. While hearing all of this, you say, you know, you have me confused. It all sounds very good. But I guess I haven't experienced this change. I don't know how Jesus Christ has really changed me. Now, I am assuming right now that I am talking to a person who is rather faithful as far as the church is concerned. And if anyone forces you, you can defend the faith. You want your children raised in the faith and your grandchildren. You say, I don't experience any change. Are you sure, friend? Stop and think what your life would have been like had he not entered into it. Go back to your high school graduating class and begin to sift out those who were not believers in Christ, had nothing to do with his church. Where have they ended as far as their morals and spiritual life is concerned? And then take a look at yourself. And don't pat yourself on the back, because this is what we're talking about today. The changes that have taken place are the changes that have taken place by God Almighty as he has worked in you. What would you be like if he had not come into your life? I'm sure that my wife would have to say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I could have lived with you. It takes time. God works sometimes very slowly. Remember, Paul wrote a letter to the Philippians too. And in the letter he said, may he who has begun the good work in you perform and perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Remember, God can begin his sanctifying work in you after you have become a part of him. When you are in a conscious living relationship with God, then he wants to begin to work with you. Justification, that is being made right with God by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, is instantaneous. But sanctification takes a lifetime. And God is going to be working with us until we die. Friend, there will be some fantastic changes. I believe there already have been in your life if you consider yourself a Christian. But if you are not a Christian, and you have been listening to this today, you have given me the time, you say, well, I want these changes. I want to overcome this sin and that sin. And I'm telling you, only Jesus Christ can really work those changes. All of our morality doesn't seem to do much for it. But let him in. First, be reconciled to him. First, receive Christ. And then begin to live in his word. And you'll see changes in your life that will astound you. Amen. Thank you. Lord, we thank you for your patience with us, that you never give up, but that you continue to work with us, to help us overcome those things which are so undesirable in our lives. Matters that are not pleasing to you. Experiences that can disturb those who are the closest to us. You can erase them all. And where there is hate, you can create love. And where there is self-centeredness, you can move us out to touch the lives of others. Holy Spirit, through your word, draw us ever closer to the Lord Jesus, that we may truly sing, living for Jesus. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of Christian Crusaders. May today's gospel message bring you peace, joy, and strength for the days to come. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry dependent on gifts from you, our listeners. In September, many of you give an anniversary gift of $67, $1 for each year of our ministry. We thank you for your gifts of any size and your prayers for our program. This week, we have a special gift for listeners of KTLR Radio in Oklahoma City. If you listen in the Oklahoma City area, please call our toll-free number at 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484 to request your free gift. We will need your name and address to mail your gift. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free number is 1-888-MY-FAITH or 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the last 41 years.